USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally sending off articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial, what can we expect? Well, Republican Congressman Ted Cruz of Texas tells Fox News what he expects in a trial.
It needs to be even-handed. It needs to respect due process. That means if the prosecution gets to call a witness, the defense should as well. If the prosecution gets to call John Bolton, then the president should be able to call Hunter Biden. It ought to be fair and even and respect due process.
Phase one of a trade deal between the United States is complete and signed. The National Economic Council director for the White House, Larry Kudlow, talks about the benefits of the first phase of the trade deal.
And it's going to benefit incomes. It's going to benefit individual areas, ag and manufacturing and financial services and technology. And it's going to help grow our economy faster.
USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Russian government, including its prime minister, is resigning. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The TASS news agency reporting that Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is stepping down as changes to the Constitution have been proposed, and among those proposals, Parliament getting more powers. And Russian President Vladimir Putin wants a national referendum on the changes. He's currently only able to serve two consecutive terms as the nation's president. Medvedev had served as president from 2008 to 2012, as Putin was forced to step aside because of those term limits.
Three people are in custody after trying to bring a live mortar round onto Joint Base Pearl Harbor. Security stopped the car with three occupants last night that was not authorized on the base. The Honolulu Star Advertiser is reporting they were then asked to turn around. The guards smelled marijuana and a possible explosive device in plain sight. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House has finally sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump blatantly violated his oath of office.
When the President of the United States has said Article 2 says I can do whatever I want, that's a monarchy. That is not a republic that we pledge our allegiance to every single day.
Speaking on the House floor, Pelosi also says whatever the outcome in the Senate, the American people deserve a fair trial that includes witnesses and new relevant documents. With an update on the six Democrats who debated in Iowa on Tuesday night, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in this state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
They say, okay, he's building the wall, but Mexico didn't pay. Mexico will pay, and here's the thing. It'll come out. We'll do it sometime during the debate or maybe before our debate, the real debate, that people are going to watch. That people are going to watch because nobody's watching.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.